Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Steve Elkins. And I think we're all basically saying the same thing. We've got COVID burnout. And the corporate media is saying the science is settled, but so much of it is unscientific. And earlier in the show, I was talking about this one official over in Great Britain who said there actually is no science to back up the claim that closing the pubs is slowing the spread of coronavirus. And so, yeah, it's all been politicized.
Oh, very much so. Matter of fact, there was a segment on Fox today, a little bit I caught today. They were talking about this next 100 days of lockdown that Gavin Newsom has put California under. What hasn't finished off small business, this next 100 days will completely finish off that small businessman. California's in ruins. I can't remember, the debt was $500 billion or something like that, $350 billion, I think it was. But they are so far in debt here, and this is just, this next 100 days is completely going to destroy any small business. And I'm disappointed, Mike, because when Gavin Newsom got caught and Pelosi got caught and another politician down there got caught, defying their own regulations and rules for social distancing and numbers and wearing masks, this was a prime opportunity for California to say, whoa, wake up. We just figured it out. We're being lied to. And let's go open our business up in unity. Let's all do it together at the same time. There's nothing they can do. And they missed a golden opportunity. Here's a golden state, a golden opportunity. Mm-hmm. They missed the boat on this one.
They certainly did. But again, as we have seen just with the rigged election, the upper levels of the entire government are totally compromised. They're going along with this globalist agenda. And somehow, COVID is being used to put us all into a submissive state. And who knows what that vaccine may do. I mean, Bill Gates was out there saying that they could alter the gene that causes religious belief. They could turn it off. The original goal was to sort of put an end to fanatical Muslim activists. But the same thing would also do the same thing to Christians and Jews. And who knows what other genes they want to tinker with. There was some talk some years ago about a gene for gullibility, where you would just automatically believe what you were told without question. And maybe, they're playing around with that one.
Yeah. Hey, did you notice that Biden is stuck on the number 100? Have you noticed that lately?
Yes.
Biden promises 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days and also a first 100 days of a mask mandate. He seems to be stuck on the number 100.
That's probably about as high as he can count these days.
That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to go to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, give me a report from South Florida here by Port St. Lucie. We're starting to have some businesses open. We've got an antique shop about 2 miles from, well, now maybe a mile and a half from our from where I live. And the sign is, no mask, all Trump supporters welcome, no mask required.
Yes.
I think that might be the sign of, there's one other place too, which is, this is brand new. I guess I called the other day, or was it 2 days ago, whatever, I forget. But
yeah,
I haven't worn a mask unless I absolutely have to. And it looks like the sheep are waking up. What do you think?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of it around here. Of course, we're still under a mandate from Governor Holcomb to wear face masks. And I think what I'm going to do is keep my Guy Fawkes mask in the car. And every time I go into a store, I'll just wear that, and that's going to protect me from COVID-19.
You're going to wear what?
A Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, Guy Fawkes. Remember one of those.
Yeah. Yes.
I wore it to a costume party 10 years ago. I still have it. I should try that on.
Yep.
One question I'll let you go, just a little levity here. What I really don't understand, Mike, is why there hasn't been a lot of bank robberies. You know, what the heck is going on here? I saw a cartoon, a couple months ago, where a guy was standing in line, I don't know if you saw it, and he was going to rob a bank, and he goes, gosh, you know, what's going on here? Everybody's robbing a bank today, but they all had their COVID masks on.
Yes.
What? How can you walk into a bank with a face mask on?
Well, these days you can. And in fact, you can walk into a bank with a mask on. Nobody gets upset. You can walk into a jewelry store with a mask on. Nobody gets upset. It definitely has completely changed the dynamic going into these high security places. I don't know that the number of bank robberies is dropping. I just don't know that it's necessarily being reported. The corporate media is putting all the focus on gun crime. And I think the reason they're doing that is to basically try and manufacture consent for an eventual gun ban.
Well, that's not going to happen, Mike. There's too many. You know, I didn't get my Florida firearms permit. I was going to do it 10 years ago. I wish I had done it because I made a lot of money. I could have made a lot of money, but there is so many guns. You know, I had some black powder ammo kits. And they sold out in minutes on eBay. So people are so desperate. People are so desperate to defend themselves. They're buying everything black powder now.
Well, you know, black powder, is very, very potent. And I used to be into building black powder guns, and I got to be very, very good with them.
Yeah, me too. I mean, well, maybe not as good as you, but the point is that. There's no way they're going to confiscate these guns, Mike. I mean, if they try to confiscate guns, that only means one thing. They want this civil war. And I'm not sure if you look at divide and conquer, what is the Rockefellers care or the Rothschilds care about civil war? They don't care. That's what they want, to reduce the population. Problem, reaction,
yeah, make a
solution,
lot of money.
Right?
Make a lot of money on guns and ammo and bandages and bullets and all the rest of that nonsense here. And absolutely.
Do you think Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and the deep state is really worried about getting hurt if there's a civil war?
Oh no! I'm sure they've already got their escape plans made. They've bought some houses someplace in the world that nobody knows where they are, and they'll just fly on out or sail on out and not be seen again. And we'll be hunting them down like old Nazi war criminals for the next 20, 30 years.
Mike, I'm gonna be with you on that cement mixer and fill their holes in, just like you said.
Okay. All right. I think that would be a really good idea.
All right, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks. I love you, man. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yo, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yo, what's going on with the Durham report? Have you heard anything about the Durham report or any indictments coming down the line?
No, I'm hearing nothing, except, it's coming. And, as far as I can tell, it's not even breathing hard. We do know that the Senate report came down about Hunter Biden. It got zero coverage in the corporate media, but there's some pretty pretty damning things in there. And as I said, even Fox News is now talking about, Hunter Biden is under federal tax investigation.
He might get indicted, mm-hmm. Right?
He'll get a presidential pardon.
Right, from Trump, probably. Mike Pompeo's been out there, too. He was saying that the elections in Venezuela were, fraudulent. How could he have the nerve to say that? How could he
go out on TV,
we lie, we cheat, we steal, and say another country's election was fraudulent?
It may well be true. I mean, I understand that, Dominion voting machines were used down there as well.
Man, I'm just saying the nerve of some of these guys, man. I just can't. It's funny, though. Where did you first get your Guy Fawkes mask at?
Oh, man, I don't even really remember. I think somebody sent it to me when I was still on Oahu. And it's one of the things that survived the trip out here. It's actually in that bookcase behind me up on the top shelf. I don't really see it very clearly. But, yeah, I'm going to put that in the car and start wearing that into places and say, well, you know, face mask is a face mask, you know.
I know. It'd be cool if, like, you had Super Chats enabled right now. I would donate, like, $10 so you stand up and put it on.
You mean where? Here?
It's Super Chats.
That's Super Chats. Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
Anyway, I don't know, Mike. Merry Christmas, but at the end of the day, here, let's get your opinion. Do you really think Putin's in on it? I guarantee you, because, like, at the same time, Assad, Putin, everybody in Iran, all of them, they all put their mask on at the same time, right?
I mean, well, I think they all got suckered in by the propaganda that was pouring out about it. I think, you know, they basically scared the entire world, and the entire world reacted. But if you really look at the numbers,
as much as they're touting
the vaccines, the fact is your natural immune system is still more effective against COVID-19 than these so-called vaccines are.
You see that? Yeah, that Sputnik V. They're getting the jab over there, too, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they are.
Russia? All of it. What do you think the difference is between the Sputnik V, the Pfizer? What's the other one?
Begins with an M. I'm blanking on it.
The company that Trump he defunded Trump
Moderna.
Defunded the
Moderna.
World Health Organization.
It's called Moderna.
Moderna.
I hate getting old and losing my memory.
Trump defunded the World Health Organization, and then didn't he give the money to, like, Bill Gates, like, something working with, like, I don't know, man. Well, so you think all three of them are going to different, or they're all going to, like, coincide together? Like, maybe they'll all work together at the same time? I don't know.
I don't know that Putin is doing the same thing to the Russian people that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are doing to us or will do to us. And again, the news coming out of Great Britain is very alarming, and Pfizer is already sending out warnings about, you know, having resuscitation equipment handy and, you know, watching out for these paralysis. And the other day, you know, we read the FDA's own list of 27 adverse reactions they are expecting these vaccines to produce.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess maybe the Skripals made out better than leaving or getting out of Russia then, huh? You think the one Skripal lady, they had the cut in her throat, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
What's
I don't know where the Skripals are. I really don't.
Oh, when she had the tracheotomy, remember that?
Yeah.
The Skripal lady, she pulled up out of nowhere. They had the spacesuits on. And then, like, the cops next to the people with the spacesuits on, like, didn't get affected by, what was it? It's Novichok, right?
I think it was food poisoning. You know, the restaurant where they had been eating just before they came down with what they came down with, unfortunately, had a very bad reputation for some of their seafood not being entirely fresh. And I think, you know, they both got sick, and somebody said, well, let's turn this into anti-Russian propaganda.
Man, and they made out, though, because they're not going to get the Sputnik V, I guess, right?
You know, well, but they're probably going to get the Pfizer.
Yeah, right. They're living in the United States safely, right? One more thing.
No,
they're using
the Pfizer vaccine is what they're using in Great Britain.
I didn't know that. So it's just all around, just a mix max of just everything. But the Russian boat captain. Remember the explosion in Lebanon? We can't forget about that one. Remember?
Yep.
Because it wasn't a nuke, right, Mike? It was a culminating event of things, one accident after the other that caused the explosion, right?
Well, there's usually a cascade of events leading to any disaster, whether it was the Lebanon explosion or this one they just had at the chemical factory here in the United States. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was just going to chime in on the gun control thing. And I, you know, like the cops, as you've pointed out many times before, they won't go into a highly charged situation. They wait till things die down. Then they go in, they put up the tape and go from there, you know?
Yes.
They won't take on gun control like that, but we'll get gun control quickly. They simply cannot have so many so many people who are enlightened as to voter elections and all that, and actively against the government, really more actively than mm-hmm. before, armed. So, and just like they won't be able to, they won't put up with the First Amendment, they won't put up with the Second Amendment either. But the way they'll do it is, somebody gets shot with a Smith & Wesson gun, they'll sue Smith & Wesson. You know, those mm-hmm. sort of lawsuits, those will be legitimized. They'll have the ammunition ban. The government, like they did under Obama, when the Department of Weights and Measures would buy up a billion rounds of ammunition to keep it out of our mm-hmm. hands, that kind
yep.
of thing.
Well, Biden is planning taxes. He's planning to tax ammunition and.
Yeah,
and tax the guns you already own. You're going to have to pay a tax on your gun every single year. And the goal is to make guns too expensive to own, except for the ultra rich.
And on top of that, Mike, what we're looking at here, really in about 2 or 3 months, is going to be mass poverty. And buybacks,
yes.
which don't look good now, might look good to some people in about 3 months. And so the buybacks will be going on. And then if you slap a tax on it, the people who are already, you know, can barely feed themselves, you know, that's a pretty potent thing. But the other thing
yes,
is with smartphones and all that, they know exactly where we are. So the people, the high profile Second Amendment people, they'll get them when they're out at the store. All once, you know, you go into a grocery store and you come out with a bag full of groceries and there's 5 cops around you and another 15 are tossing your house and cops getting everything you have. That's mm-hmm. the way they'll do it. They won't go door to door. They'll make it expensive. They'll rely on the poverty. They'll get it at the gun manufacturers and you know, the whole litany of what I just went over. But they will not take it on head on because that would be civil war. And
yes.
hopefully we won't let them do this, but I'm not real optimistic about how we would resist this. Oh, one more thing, Mike. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
There's a Michigan state legislator, Cynthia something or other, black woman. Did you see that
mm-hmm.
tape she had when she came out? And she said when she tried to intimidate the whistleblower, the election whistleblowers
yeah.
and so on, and she said we're basically calling out the Antifa and Black Lives Matter soldiers to go out and take care of these people. Did you see that? I mean,
I did. Now, the good news is that she has been pulled from all of her committee assignments and is facing further disciplinary action because it was terroristic threatening.
She should be in jail for that. Not just
she
that,
may
she
yet
should be literally in jail. I'd like to see that happen. I mean, it needs to be. And somebody wrote somewhere about how Maxine Waters from out here, she does that kind of thing all the time. People who do that kind of stuff should be in jail. Professors who get up and say white people should be wiped out, they should go to jail. Just like
I agree.
You can't say stuff like that.
Well, you know, we're caught in the crosshairs. You know, because of, you know, the First Amendment. And I'm obviously a supporter of the First Amendment. And so technically, I have to say it is okay for this Democrat to get up and issue her threats. But then other people have an equal right under the First Amendment to stand up and say, you're full of it, which apparently is what is happening.
Well, I don't think that equal rights, frankly, I don't think it applies to us anymore. Like, I can't wear a White Lives Matter thing, right?
No, you should be able to if you aren't. Peter, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Yep.
I'm going to come right back to you.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in L.A. We're talking about guns and gun owners. And, of course, a lot of gun enthusiasts are probably out there saying, you know, we told you not to register those guns because now the government knows who's got them and where they are. And I think, Peter, you're probably right. They're going to go after the more, shall we say, vocal advocates of civil insurrection. And rummage through their houses and everything. But in the end, I mean, if you really think about how many gun owners there are in this country and how many guns, that is a very, very slow process. And I really do think that Biden's plan is to throw so many taxes on guns and ammo that only the very rich will be able to buy them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. And the buybacks, all that stuff will have the increased taxes and the buyback, you know, when nobody has a job and everybody's hungry, those are going to look pretty compelling, both of them. Can't afford to pay the taxes, and, you know, geez, if I can get $500 for this gun, you know, maybe I'll take it. And, you know, they're going to rely on the poverty that they've imposed upon us in order to help disarm us. So,
well, I would doubt the $500. I mean, I remember they did a gun buyback in Los Angeles, which failed miserably, I might add. And they were giving out $25 shopping cards, little plastic cards. You could go to the supermarket and basically get one day's worth of food. And what they discovered is that people were stealing other people's guns to turn into the buyback. So, again, not sure how much that is going to work.
The ingenuity of the American never ceases to amaze me. But, I don't know. There's a lot of 400 million guns, and there's going to be 135 million starving people in about 3 months. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It definitely is here. And again, getting back to this Los Angeles gun buyback, most of what they bought turned out to be junk, wasn't even operable anymore. So, you know, if you've got an old gun that doesn't work anymore, you know, sell that one for the $500.
You think that I believe that they already have a database on even things that aren't registered.
They've got a database on. You know.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. I remember many, many years ago when I was in my black powder building phase, there was a store in Anaheim, not too far from Disneyland, where I used to go to buy parts and supplies and whatnot. And I remember one time I went in there and there was a representative of the BATF who was pressuring the owner of the store to start recording the names of black powder customers. Now, black powder guns, at least back then, couldn't be registered because if you're using a patched ball, there's no ballistic test that can match a ball to the black powder gun it came from. And I remember this BATF guy was very pushy, very aggressive, you know, and the owner of the store said, you know, look, the law says black powder guns don't have to be registered. And the BATF said, well, one day we'll get around to that. So apparently they were concerned about it. And unfortunately, all those years in Hawaii, my black powder guns corroded to the point of unusability. I mean, they're great noisemakers on the 4th of July, but that's about it. I actually had a fan of the show sent me one of those 80% lowers. Unfortunately, I have to admit my black powder skills weren't up to it, and I botched that one pretty bad. So... so much for my desire to have an AR-15. What can I tell you? All righty. Before we go back to the phones here, I want to get this out here in case we run out of time here. Right now, there is a gigantic coronal mass ejection hitting the Earth. It's one of the most energetic that they've seen in quite a while. And so for those of you living in more northerly latitudes or extreme southern latitudes, I don't know where my audience is these days, but you might take a look at the northern sky after dark, and you may actually get to see an aurora. Apparently, they're expecting the aurora to extend unusually far south, and I'm certainly going to be out there with a camera as well. Okay, we're close enough to the next commercial break. I'm going to leave these next two callers on hold, and, you know, getting on back to... what Keith was saying about, you know, the large chunk of ice that broke off from Antarctica and how there's volcanoes under it. Apparently, the melting of ice in central Greenland is not being caused by human-caused global warming. Apparently, they have discovered there is a geothermal source rising from the core mantle boundary. And apparently researchers in Japan mapped it all out and basically said, yeah, it's the flow of hot rocks. It's not human-caused global warming. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I just got an email from Keith Rogers, who has dug out some of the information on the Russian COVID-19 vaccines, the Sputnik V here. It's basically rated at 91% to 95% effective, and the cost per dose is less than $10 each. So you keep that number in mind when they come around with that Pfizer needle and say, this is going to cost you hundreds of dollars. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You believe Darwin killed God?
Well, since I don't believe in gods of any kind, I think Darwin has to be adjudged innocent.
My subject was eugenics. You know,
yes.
If the whites are having such a problem, we should introduce eugenics again. And we started it in 1924. And Supreme Court Justice Oliver William Holmes, he wrote the final decision that it was legal to sterilize people. So if you're so worried about whiteness, well, we could sterilize all the blacks. What do you think of that?
Well, I noticed that Planned Parenthood was started as an organization to reduce pregnancies specifically in the black population, and that blacks remain the majority of the people who seek out their services. You know, the eugenics program was very popular back in the 1930s. That's where Adolf Hitler got his ideas about race hygiene, and it's because of how he abused and misused the concept that eugenics fell out of favor here in the United States of America. So I don't think you're going to be able to bring it back without people saying, oh, the Nazis have returned and Hitler is back and so forth and so on.
Well, you're pretty darn well informed. Yeah, the Germans didn't start eugenics. We did, and they took, and Hitler thought that was a pretty good idea, white supremacist bastard, and so they killed all the Jews and all the queers and all the gypsies. Boy, that was a good way of getting rid of the
mentally retarded people. Yeah,
and you think we should reintroduce eugenics, huh? What, by your conversation and your answer?
No, I don't think it would be a very, very good idea. No, I'm not for it.
There you go. You said it on air. You are for eugenics. And listeners, if you got any brains,
exactly the opposite.
Yeah, just let it register.
Okay.
Good.
Fred?
Bye.
Fred, check the battery in your hearing aid, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ryan in Cleveland. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say, before I get to my point or whatever, my main topic, I guess you can say, is when he said, Darwin kill God? And
yes.
Think that was more of a metaphor. But then can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're on the air.
So then right away I think of the theory of evolution, and then it's like a conspiracy theorist, almost like doublespeak. You know, the people will think, oh, the theory of evolution is fact, but it's a theory. It's a conspiracy theory. But then if you call it
a conspiracy theory, it is a theory, but it's backed up by a tremendous amount of evidence.
Yeah, but a conspiracy, when they call me your conspiracy theorist, there's a lot of evidence backing a lot of that stuff up also, you know, like 9/11 or your conspiracy theory and stuff like that. All right. But then, okay, let me go on to my other thing. But my main reason I called, it's with the delegates. And I'll say two things, and then I'll listen to what you think. All right. So let's say the Supreme Court agrees with Texas. So all those 62 electoral numbers are then like thrown out. So then it brings them. Biden down to 244 and Trump at 232, and that they split them in half because these states could do whatever they want with them, and who knows if they're Republican or not. If they go split it in half, Biden still wins with 275 to 263. The only way Trump can win is if three of those four states have to give all the electors to Trump. So I'm thinking the Supreme Court is going to say, oh, Biden, we agree. And it goes to the states, but then the states won't give Trump enough electoral votes. And so then Biden still gets it. So it's kind of like I have a bad feeling about all this, you know. But, you know, it's like you have to think, like, well, what's going to go on here? Are these Republicans, like in Pennsylvania, they shoot them down. They won't. The House in Pennsylvania could actually call some kind of a meeting and give all the delegates to Trump, but they won't do it. So what makes you think they're going to give all the delegates to Trump if the Supreme Court shoots down this stuff and helps Texas out? So, you know, if I was a betting man, I'm almost thinking like that Trump, they're not going to give Trump these delegates. They're going to, they got so many options to screw him over. What do you think?
Well, first of all, we're talking about the electors, not the delegates. And not a problem. If the Supreme Court rules that the states named in the Texas and other states lawsuits elections are invalid, then both Biden and Trump are below the necessary number of electors to win the presidency, and under the Constitution, the election would then be thrown into the House of Representatives, where Trump would win.
Oh, so it wouldn't go to the state electors to say, okay, we're going to go ahead. The Supreme Court wouldn't say, states, we're throwing out the election, but we want the houses to give the delegate, or the, you know what I'm calling them, the
Electors. Well, they could do that. Electors. The Supreme Court could do that because legislatures are empowered to pick the electors. But something a lot of people seem to miss about the 2020 election, even though we're being told that Biden defeated Trump and it was a huge Democratic victory, the fact of the matter is that at the state legislatures, the Republicans made tremendous gains. And in these battleground swing states, if you will, the legislatures are controlled by the GOP. And I think that the electors would be thrown to Trump. But my expectation is the Supreme Court is going to say there is no real remedy, and they'll throw it to the House of Representatives.
Is that good? So then, that means like each state gets a vote?
Each state gets a vote, and the Republicans have more states than the Democrats in the House of Representatives. They, you know, they may have more representatives, but from fewer states.
So if you're a betting man, how do you think it'll go?
I think it's pretty much the way I just said. I think it's going to wind up in the House of Representatives. Caveat there, of course, is that the skullduggery is nowhere near done. We're already seeing indications they're going to try and cheat the Senate runoff election in Georgia. And, these vote riggers have really created a real mess because nobody is buying that this election was fair and honest. Even 30% of Democrats are saying it was crooked, and they're not going to make that go away anytime soon.
So you're saying the election in January for Georgia may play a big part of this?
It's going to play a part in the control of the Senate, because if the Democrats get both of those Senate seats and Kamala Harris is the Senate President Pro Tem, then that technically gives the Democrats control of the Senate.
Trump would still be president.
No, if Trump is president, then Mike Pence is the president pro tem of the Senate, and the Republicans would be in control.
Okay, but you're thinking Trump is going to win this thing.
I don't really know.
If you're a betting man with Texas and all that, the lawsuit.
Well, if I were a betting man, I wouldn't wager more than a nickel in either direction. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I like that one. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, well, apparently, I just got word from our control room that the Pennsylvania House is going to appoint the electors from Pennsylvania, and that, of course, is going to swing that state into Trump territory as well. All righty, let's go back to the phones here because we're getting close to the end of the show. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. One or two of your callers commented about Darwin and evolution.
Yes.
And I have to call them and say, I'm a geologist, and I've got a perspective on this that most people don't have. And I'm just appalled that Americans are as misinformed as they are about what Darwin actually wrote. There's no such thing as Darwinism, and there's no theory of evolution. Darwin proposed a theory of natural selection, and from that, various theories of evolution evolved. So there's not one unified theory of evolution, and anybody who claims that there is such, it is such a thing as a theory of evolution, doesn't know what he's talking about. Period. And so I have to shake my head in disbelief at how ignorant most Americans are about what Darwin actually did. Now, the other thing is, I really called about glaciers and the melting of glaciers. My wife and I went to Iceland last year. We were there for 3 weeks. Traveled all over the island. Beautiful place. You can see the glaciers melting, but they're not melting from the top. They're melting from the bottom. The water's pouring out from the base of the glaciers. And why is that? Because the glaciers, the island of Iceland is sitting astride the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is a massive hot spot. And so
yes.
all those volcanoes all over Iceland. Below. That's right.
Yeah.
And so I visit these different national parks, and you get these the environmentalists who are going on and on about climate change, and I ask them, well, why is the water coming out from below the glacier, beneath the glacier? No answer for that. There's no answer mm-hmm. for that. So really, you know, you have to consider the science before you start making outlandish comments about the melting of glaciers. Again, the heat is coming from below. It's not coming mm-hmm. from the top. And as a result of that, you get this massive melting of the ice at the base of the glaciers, and that causes that water to flow out from below.
Yes.
And these are just basic observations that people who are not educated in the geological sciences fail to grasp. So I just wanted to chime in on that about Darwin. Many people calling to complain about Darwin are just frankly just abysmally ignorant of what he actually did.
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing about evolution or about Darwin and about global warming. Look at where the glaciers are melting. Most of that stuff is coming in from is melting from below, not from the top. So that's all I've really got to say.
Well, Kelly, thank you very much for the education and a very astute observation about the glaciers in Iceland. And I know it's very beautiful up there. I've never actually been, but I had a friend who lived there with his family for quite some time. They sent a lot of pictures. So thank you for the phone call.
I have to tell you, Mike, if I could live anywhere else, I'd go to Iceland right away. I love Iceland. It's a beautiful place. It's the whitest place
yes.
I've ever lived.
I can imagine
you know,
it definitely,
you know
definitely
I mean.
Is.
But I would go back immediately.
All okay, right. Well, bye. Good luck. Maybe you're going to get there. You know, if they get into World War III, Iceland may be the only place left that's habitable. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. I just wanted to, you know, bring an observation. You know, all I hear, you know, on conservative radio is just people who are down and all that stuff. I mean, if mm-hmm. Biden is exposed as the criminal that he is, in my mm-hmm. heart of hearts, Donald Trump, dude, will enact the Insurrection Act. I mean, after all of the positive measures are exhausted, every channel, dude, through the courts, dude, we are not going to let this man in, dude, and all that stuff, dude, regardless of the fact. Because, dude, mm-hmm. if worst comes to worst, and Donald Trump, dude, enacts Article 2, Section 2, protected by the 14th Amendment of our Bill of Rights, dude, the American citizens, dude, will be going door to door snatching these people out of their homes, dude, if Trump, dude, tells us to. And all that stuff, man. So, you know, let's just be cool here, guys. And all that stuff. I mean, I love Tom from Florida. You know, I agree with a lot of things, dude, that he says, man. You know, I love a lot of your callers. But to sit here and think, dude, that Trump won't enact the Insurrection Act, dude, when that's dereliction of duty, man. I mean, dude, come on. Let's be real, guys. Dude, we have plenty of options. And another thing is that if we don't agree, dude, with the election, how are they going to stop 80 million of us? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I hope it Seriously. Doesn't come to that, obviously.
We stop paying taxes? We stop
yep.
paying for health insurance. We stop doing this. If Joe Biden is going to sit here and let all of the illegal immigrants do come to this country, forget paying car insurance because it's going to be astronomically high. Forget paying health insurance. It's going to be astronomically high. And don't mess up. It is up to us, dude, to quell this insurrection in this country, dude. And all that stuff. It is up to us, dude, to be men, dude, and go door to door, dude, getting all of these unindicted co-conspirators, dude, out of this country, man. You know, listen, you guys realize that this is your job as an American citizen, dude, when law enforcement, the military, and everybody, dude, is not going to do it. It is your job, dude, and prepare yourselves for that reality.
Okay.
Have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Tom in Utah. Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm so grateful to this COVID event. I'm finally,
oh, why?
After 40 years, after 40 years of apparently teaching and observing, working with false information, I'm now getting the truth out of politicians and media. I finally learned that the most infectious, the most filthy, the most contagious animal in the kingdom is the human being. So obviously for thousands of years or hundreds of years, we've been wasting our time taking showers, using a flush toilet, washing our hands, carefully, you know, cooking, preparing our food. So all of that's been for naught because, quite frankly, we are the most filthy creature in the planet.
Well, I would disagree with that, and I'll tell you what, Tom, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Yeah. And welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, we're talking with Tom in Utah. And Tom, the reason that we have showers and flush toilets and all the rest of it is because we are dirty, filthy organisms. In fact, it's one of the biggest problems with scientists who work in BSL-4 laboratories is how do you disinfect the human body so that they don't carry something into the lab that will be confused with whatever it is they're trying to study. Tom, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on
the
air.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for this new knowledge that seems to fly in the face of 40 years. But now I understand that we are the true contagion on the planet. The other animals that
I disagree with that description. I mean, we're just another life form, and you know there are life forms that are certainly more contagious than we are, like the bats, which is where they're getting all these viruses to play with.
Well, yeah, but how many bats are wearing face masks? They fly
not enough.
Around. Yeah. The birds are not wearing face masks. The livestock's not wearing face masks. Your pig is not wearing one. Your chickens are not wearing them. So obviously we are the most, most vile animal on the planet. I mean, we have this smooth skin.
I
we can't trap too much garbage in our skin.
I think there's another way to look at this, and that is that the bats and the livestock and the chickens and the dogs are simply too smart to fall for this whole COVID-19 hoax.
Now I got to rethink what I've been learning. You mean I got to turn off CNN and all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely turn off CNN.
Can
just
you
stay tuned
how
to Republic Broadcasting,
and
you'll be in great shape.
Can you imagine how crazy I'm going when I hear this nonsense that flies in the face of fact?
Yep.
It's pathetic. Anyway, I just wanted to be, I just wanted to express my gratitude for this new bit of knowledge. After 40 years of advising my patients and advising students wrongly, I finally have to repent, have to backtrack. I got to contact all my victims and say, hey, I was wrong.
Well, a little dirt is good for you. It keeps your natural immune system in tip-top shape. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go. We've got another caller waiting on the line. I want to get him before the end of the show. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There's only a little bit of time, so I'll keep it short. I wanted to cover a little bit of trolling and then the boycotting on some things that you're pointing out on some of the things. And this Article 1, Section 6 of speech and debate clause I wanted to get to. But overall, first of all, this guy Dave that called in before, it was offensive to hear. He's kind of a troll, I believe, and he was doing trolling about Russia. He was kind of doing these condescending, obnoxious, leading questions, going right, and it was all about Russia, I believe. And that's what that goes back to my complaint about obsessing. This is obsessing about non-issues. And that talk chat is the YouTube chat that I always close because there are guys like Dave on it always saying obnoxious things.
Okay.
Mark, I got to let you go.
I'm sorry. The music is playing. We're out of time. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It has never ever been as important as it is right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.